USA Radio News.
Less than 24 hours after a gunman opened fire inside a Thousand Oaks, California bar, killing at least 12 people, including a sheriff's sergeant, the city of Thousand Oaks will hold a community vigil, and Pepperdine University will hold a prayer service as well tonight. We're starting to hear many stories from people that were inside the bar and survived.
I was on the side area, you could say, of like the stage, and where I was looking was directly of where the guy walked in and started shooting. And yeah, I can't believe I saw it with my own two eyes. Like, it just freaks me out.
A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled against the Trump administration today, saying the government cannot immediately end the DACA program that gives undocumented immigrants a chance to live and work in the United States without threat of being deported. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
It appears voting patterns for key religious groups aren't changing much. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at a new report.
A new Pew Research Center report shows 3 out of 4 white people who identify as evangelical or born-again Christians voted for Republican candidates in this week's midterm elections, and that's in line with past polls. Protestants tended to vote Republican, though by a smaller margin. The split was nearly even among Catholics. Jewish poll responders, members of other faiths, as well as people who don't have religious affiliation, skewed heavily towards Democrats.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was hospitalized after falling in her office and fracturing 3 ribs. Justice Ginsburg is the oldest member of the court at 85, and she was appointed by former President Bill Clinton. And a few election housekeeping items on the amendment side of things. Florida voters voted to end greyhound racing by the year 2020. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Now that economic sanctions have been reissued on Iran, the U.S. State Department issued a warning to nations doing business with Tehran. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
That warning came from Brian Hook, the special representative for Iran, who said ships carrying Iranian oil are turning off their transponders.
Turning off these transponders makes tankers harder to track and is a tactic that Iran has used in the past to evade sanctions.
Mr. Hook said this represents a maritime security threat.
These transponders are designed to maximize visibility at sea, and turning them off only increases risk of accidents and injuries.
In Florida, Amendment 13 passed, which will ban greyhound racing in the state by the end of 2020. The amendment needed 60% to pass and received 69%. Passage of the measure means that 11 Florida dog tracks and between 5,000 to 7,000 greyhounds will all be out of business by December 30th of 2020. Floridians who have paid their debt to society will get the right to vote again, as USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Florida was one of 3 states that banned convicted felons from regaining their right to vote after serving their sentence. Voters have approved a measure that will let more than 1 million nonviolent felons regain those rights automatically. There had been a 7-year waiting period before they can even apply to get reinstated, the process sometimes taking 10 years or more.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.